I was always wanting to learn how to make balloon animals, which I didn't know that that's what happened there anyway, but, got a bunch of balloons here, so we'll see if I have the right kind.
Thank you for calling Party Riffic. This is Frank speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Frank. This is Ellen DeGeneres calling you.
No way.
It is way.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. Frank, what'd you say? Where am I calling? What's the name of the company?
Party Riffic. I own a children's company, children's entertainment company in New Jersey.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, God, you'd never know that you're from Jersey with your accent at all.
No.
All right. So, listen, I have balloons in front of me. I have a bunch of different kinds.
Okay.
And you said you want to teach me how to make a balloon animal over the phone.
Yeah.
And you're confident that you can do this?
Pretty sure. It should be kind of easy.
All right, great. I'm going to put the phone down since I can hear you, and it's silly to have this next to my ear. You can hear me, right?
I can hear you just fine.
All right. I have long balloons, and I have medium balloons. I have a hot air balloon. Is that too big?
The hot air balloon is probably the best one to use.
All right, great. Yeah, I thought I'd make a Great Dane.
Yeah.
Okay. what kind of balloon? I have like this long, skinny thing. Is that?
Is it already blown up, or do you have to blow it up?
No, I have to blow it up.
Oh, did you get a pump?
In case somebody did give me a pump, yes.
Okay, because it's kind of hard to do by your mouth.
It is?
Yeah. You might hurt your cheeks, and I know you got to talk.
Wow. Yeah.
I've actually sprained my cheek muscle.
That's crazy. Well, what do you usually do? You use a pump?
I use a pump, but if I forget it, I'm kind of in trouble.
All right. I've done it.
You want to try by mouth first?
All right. How hard is it to make a balloon dog?
It's really, really simple.
All right, let's go. Talk me through it. I've got the balloon.
What size balloon do you have? The balloon should be maybe about 24 inches long as it's blown up.
It's 24 inches long.
Okay. You're going to take the tip that you put in your mouth.
Do what?
The tip, the part that you would put in your mouth, the tip that you blow it up with.
Yes.
You're going to take that tip. You need that part first.
I have it.
Okay. You're going to make a little ball, like a shape of a...
I got it. There's a ball.
I'm sorry?
I got it.
You made the ball already?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to make two more just like that.
Right behind it?
Right behind it. So you're going to have three balls in a row.
And how big? About like 2 or 3 inches?
About the size of a ping pong ball.
All right. Uh-oh. Well, how do you keep them?
Pop?
How do you make them to stay?
You're going to just twist them.
I did.
Twist them around. You're going to make three balls just like that by twisting them.
Frank! It keeps spinning back into the regular balloon.
Well, you have to hold one ball in your hands while you twist another ball.
Well, I am, Frank.
What kind of thing is this air?
All right. You're the one who said you could teach me.
You have three balls in your hand.
I've got three balls in my hand,
all right,
yes.
You got to take the last two balls and you got to twist them together. All right, you're going to take the back of the nose part.
Yes.
And then you're going to take the back of the last ball.
Yep.
Put them together side by side and twist.
Look at that.
Oh, you got it. Okay. All right, so now you're going to go behind the ears.
Frank.
Yeah.
Frank.
Yeah?
We have to finish the dog another day. We're out of time.
Okay.
But it's I understand it now, and I'm going to keep working on it and try to make legs.
All right. Legs are simple. Next time I'm in L.A., I'll try to make some for your audience.
Yeah, that'd be great. They always come here asking for balloon animals. all right. Thanks so much for taking me through something new, Frank. I appreciate it.
Anytime. It was a pleasure speaking to you. I love you.